From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 30 die in Mexico fireworks explosion. A massive explosion Tuesday at a popular fireworks market near Mexico City killed at least 31 people and injured 70 others. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec, about 30 kilometers north of the capital, was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. The Federal Attorney General's office said 6 explosions caused the destruction and that it had opened an investigation into violations of fire and explosives laws and who was responsible. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours for the site to be safe enough for them to go back to look for the victims. German authorities searched Wednesday for the person responsible for driving a truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, a day after releasing a man who was arrested shortly after the attack that killed 12 people. German media said police were looking for a Tunisian man based on documents found in the truck. With more, here's Lasnitsa Hoch for VOA.
Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate was illuminated in the colors of the German national flag and the colors of the City of Berlin flag Tuesday night. Victims were honored with a memorial service and a candlelight vigil at the site of the crash. U.S. officials and others have expressed condolences to Germany and are calling for adequate security measures in their own countries during the holiday season. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Islamic State has claimed the attack was carried out in response to its calls for people to target citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition seeking to destroy the militant group. Now, Germany is not one of the countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria, but has served in a support role, including refueling and reconnaissance. This is VOA News. Russia said Wednesday it's too early to draw conclusions about the shooter responsible for the assassination of the country's ambassador to Turkey. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov on Monday in Ankara. A witness told VOA the shooter shouted, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria. As long as our lands aren't safe, you will not be safe." Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that Turkey believes that the killer is linked to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States and has also been blamed for Turkey's failed coup in Turkey. Russia presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday there should be no rush to conclusions before a joint investigation of the assassination is complete. The United States has rejected what it called absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Gulen's presence in the U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday that Secretary Kerry raised concerns about some of the rhetoric coming out of Turkey in his call with Cavusoglu. Russian and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo, Syria, should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. In the meantime, Hezbollah threatened on Tuesday to attack the last rebel-held area of Aleppo and said Syrian forces have issued their final call for people to leave an area in the city's eastern districts that remain under the control of opposition groups. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, McConnell said procedures are in place to follow up on U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election to, in part, help Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern, and it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter, and it will be investigated.
For his part, President-elect Trump has publicly rejected intelligence that Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the presidential election. And Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the government's plan to relocate a U.S. Marine air base on Okinawa, dealing a blow to opponents who want the base off the island. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.